Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rollins. Harrelson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Castro now playing third base. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lachman scoops up the ball and tags Cott for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro juggles the ball. That's an error on Castro. Lachman moves to second. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. There goes O'Donohue. The throw from Batty to second, and O'Donohue is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Batty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Harrelson moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alse reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Cott. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Don Mincher. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. O'Donohue goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman pinch hits for Jerry Foes now. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Lachman interferes with Zimmerman, who is awarded first base. Kindle moves to second. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Jerry Zimmerman. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Boswell moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boswell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for John Wyatt. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood pinch runs for Johnny Blanchard. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.